Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble, all along. Winners or losers, who keep rolling on. So go on and roll.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. That's the Atlanta Rhythm section bringing this back. That's our theme song, ladies and gentlemen. Small business owners, do it or die. You only live once, so even when times get tough, do it or die. That's what you do all the time, and that's the reason why I do what I do, to serve you. And that's the reason why you're my hero. John Harrison is our guest, Reverend John Harrison, certified financial planner. That's what he does to make a living. Mostly today, these days, being a financial planner, right, John?
Yes.
And tell us, folks, how they can find you.
AspireFA.com on the web, AspireFA.com, will find you us and the book and all sorts of good information.
So check it out, folks. John, you were telling us about four filters for dealing with uncertainty. And the first two we talked about in the last segment, dealing with the news and perspective, look for opportunities inside those challenges, the opportunities, or I should say the uncertainty that you see if there's not something that you could be counter-cyclical with. And what is it they say? You want to sell when people are buying and buy when people are selling?
Absolutely.
And the last two, you got two more filters.
Sure.
What's the third one?
When you get delta reversal, go back to basics. The news is complex, business is complex, but it's simple things that separate the winners from losers. You can look at an analogy in football. It's a very complex game, but it comes down to who blocks better and who tackles better and who does the basic things of the game better than the other team does. And so there are some basic things, at least three I can think of, that everyone should go back to whenever especially when you're handed a bit of news that's sort of disempowering. And the first one is prospecting. Prospecting covers a multitude of sins.
Yeah.
When you feel disempowered by what they're doing to you in Washington, do something you can control. Scouting for new clients, new customers, new business opportunities is about the most empowering thing that you can do.
Isn't the marketplace beautiful that way?
Yeah.
It's always willing to receive you. It's always ready to receive you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm convinced that if you're willing to work hard and be creative, you can add to your top line faster than the bureaucrats can drain the bottom.
It seems like we have to work harder to do that these days, though, John.
That's true. It's true. And some of the other basics that you can go back to besides prospecting, build your cash reserves, being undercapitalized.
Retain earnings.
Don't
spend all your profits.
It kills more businesses than anything else.
First you got to operate profitably. You can't spend profits if you don't make them.
That's right. That's right. So, and that's where the first one came in, go out and prospect and get yourself some profits and then
build
those up.
And also, don't be afraid to charge enough money for what you sell.
Absolutely.
Don't presume that people who are buying from you are only there because of price.
That's right, yeah. So, I like to repeat to people, the laborer is worthy of his hire.
That's right.
And you shouldn't ever be embarrassed or feel bad about asking a fair price for what you do.
Go back to basics. I like that. All right, and the fourth one
is remember the right time to invest. And people often ask me that, is now a good time to invest given all that's going on? What if there's a war with Iran? What if we get involved in Syria? What if the Fed starts raising rates real fast? There's a million what ifs. But the right time to invest really requires two conditions. You have a goal that requires investment to obtain, and you have some money to invest toward that goal. If both of the answers to those are yes, then it's the right time to invest. Never wait for less uncertain times, because they're never coming.
Well, that's the truth. Like the picture of the young boy waiting on real estate prices to go down.
Yeah.
He's actually a really old, decrepit man. But of course, that was not true over the last 4 or 5 years, right? If you wanted to buy condos in Phoenix or Florida, right?
But that goes back
to your second point. Look for opportunity.
Yes. So these sort of things, these points circle around each other, and sort of reinforce and feed into and out of each other, and it gives you something to concentrate on besides the news itself and all the uncertainty. Because and I probably should end with this: limit the amount of outrage that you expose yourself to every day. Because a lot of the news and the analysis is designed to make you upset and worried and outraged, and that makes you less productive.
Don't forget this: the producers, especially the producers of television shows, didn't come to work that morning to make you happy and wealthy.
That's
they came
right.
there that morning to get you to stick your eyeballs in that screen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got to be careful about that. But that never happens on radio, John. We never have that to happen on radio. Hey, John, give us that website again, please.
It's www.aspirefa.com.
We love having you on the show. Come back again real soon.
I'll look forward to it.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.